There's also that Portage Creek was being mined, and that was just beyond the springs. But that is a rough one to work too in short water. I don't believe that they had much success there.
Before we turn this tape machine on again, we were talking about Birch Creek. Tell on tape what you had discussed on Birch Creek, Chris.
Well, in the early days, men came down from the Dawson country and they come up the Birch River and they panned on the bars or sniped on the bars and found fair values. And they continued up to Birch and up Harrison Creek and over to what is now Miller House area. And one of them went up what's now called Miller Creek and one up Maston Creek and one up Mammoth, and they met that evening and they'd all made discoveries and pretty good values. And so they mined continuously there for many years.
Well, my recollection on Birch Creek was Sid Bernier and myself would leave camp and go over and fish for grayling, and that's what I knew to be a good place to fish grayling. The water ran clear. It wasn't all mining activity on it.
There were a lot of fish in the Birch, especially in the upper end. There was not so much down when you get down to a jump off. There's not many down that way.
Well, what about jump off? Now you brought that into the conversation.
Well, in the early days, that was as far as the boats could come up the river, and they'd pull in there, and the Indians say the men would all jump off, so they called it jump off.
Interesting. Well, what about Albert Creek? As I recall, you had quite a number of woodcutters there cutting cordwood for the dredge. Was there any mining activity to amount to anything on Albert Creek?
No, there was none at all, as far as I know.
But some of the spruce trees that were knocked down for cordwood grew to some good size along Albert Creek.
Yeah, there was some good timber in there. That is for that country, anyway. Some of it was a foot in diameter or more.
Right.